As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This game started really well against Rays righty, who's been dominating this season. Shane Baz, a 25-year-old. Ben Rice got hit with a curveball down and in. This was the unharmed hit by pitch. The second one, Rice would have to come out eventually for Pablo Reyes, and the x-rays negative. He's getting more tests the remainder of the way. Wouldn't expect him to play tomorrow, but an ugly hit by pitch in the fourth inning where he was grimacing and they had to check on him. He stayed on and eventually had to come out a couple of innings later. But that first hit by pitch gave the Yankees a leadoff base runner. Judge floated a single to right. So two on, no one out for Wells, who fought Baz 9 pitches, included 4 2-strike foul balls, and Wells fought one off left side. Perfect spot of the infield. No one really there. They had to cut it off. Infield hit. The bases loaded for Goldschmidt. He grounded into a 6-4-3 double play, was initially a fielder's choice with Caballero, the shortstop, doing like a football snap between the legs after he lost control of the ball at first and then had to put it between the legs for the force out. But on review, they did get Goldschmidt as well. So one of the niftier double plays we'll see, but Rice scored on the play. Judge up to third, 1-0 Yankee lead with two away in the first inning. Jazz Chisholm next to dig in, and two out RBI opportunities, a good formula for the Yankees lately.
Swung on, hit up the middle, and splits the difference between the shortstop Caballero and low into center field. Judge walks home. It's 2-0. Yankees as Jazz Chisholm delivers on a 1-2 pitch.
Yeah, that made it 16 two-out RBIs for the Yankees in just a week since last Saturday. And the Jazz two-out RBI, a big one considering the Goldschmidt a review turned into a double play, so that was 2-0 Yanks at that point instead of 1-0 and an opportunity slightly wasted. And after Anthony Volpe battled 9 pitches against Baz and flied out to right to end the inning, Shane Baz at 33 pitches after the first inning. So this was a good start for the Yanks, and the Rays already had the bullpen stirring. In the bottom half of the first, he talked polar opposite half innings. Carrasco, 9 pitches, 1-2-3, 3 ground ball outs. Again, a good start for Carrasco, but this one would fade later. Leading off the second against Shane Baz, Trent Grisham off to a roaring start. Well, yesterday it was a 2-out broken bat single in the second, the lone run of the game. Today he got it on the barrel. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's the drive to right. Oh, boy. Tag nicely right center field, carry, goodbye. Trent Grisham continues his hot beginning of this 25 season with his 5th home run, RBI number 12, and the Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Trent Grisham, once again, the vibes were high at that point for the Yankees. A 3-0 lead through 2. Carrasco worked around a 2-out walk in that bottom of the second inning and struck out Cameron Meisner on a change to end the inning. Top 3, Wells and Goldschmidt worked walks against Baz. Yankees didn't cash in. Jazz grounded into a fielder's choice, scored 4-6. Then he stole second, but Volpe, he whiffed at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball straight on by him. Runners at second and third, not cashing in. Yankees would have a similar opportunity to come in short order, though. two walks into an RBI opportunity, that would come very soon after that. Bottom half, Rays got on the board for the first time since the third inning on Thursday. Get that. 16 innings, no runs since then. Jose Caballero, a leadoff walk in the third against Carrasco today, advanced to second on a pass ball. So despite Rortfett flying to left the following hitter, a Chandler Simpson ground ball to first got Caballero to third with two out. And Yadi Diaz 0-for-9 on the series to that point. Base knock to left, 3-1 Yankee lead. But in the fourth, after Grisham popped out, Boz issued back-to-back walks again. So same opportunity staring the Yankees in the face, just like the previous inning, only this time the 8-9 hitters, Dominguez and Cabrera. And that was the end of Boz's day after those back-to-back walks. Kevin Cash pulled him for the righty Manuel Rodriguez, who came in and promptly hit Ben Rice on the back left elbow. Second time Rice got hit in four innings, and this one hurt. You could see the grimacing without the elbow guard. He was turning in ready to explode for a swing, got hit on that left elbow. Rice checked out and stayed on at that point, but a couple of innings later, he was replaced by Pablo Reyes in that leadoff DH spot. Rice x-rays negative. We'll hear anything more or swelling or what the deal is for tomorrow, but for now, it appears the Yankees did dodge a bullet. Bases loaded, one out for the captain after that because the Rice hit-by-pitch loaded the bases. Already a base hit back in the first inning for Judge and looking for more.
3-2 to Judge. Bases loaded, one out in a 3-1 Yankee lead. The pitch. Little jam shot down the right field line. That'll drop down. Fair ball. Scoring is Dominguez. Scoring is Cabrera. To third goes Rice. Aaron Judge ringing the bell with a flare. Brings in two, and it's 5-1 Yankees.
And those runs charged to Boz. And with Rice going to third on the opposite field Judge base hit, that set up Austin Wells for a sacrifice fly. Got the job done. Extended a lead to 6-1 Yankees. So situational hitting staying true all weekend, all season so far. Yankees had immediately responded to Tampa's first run in a couple of days with three of their own. Feeling good at 6-1, but Carrasco, bottom of the fourth inning. We talk second time through the order with Carrasco. Junior Caminero, he socked a leadoff double to left, made it 4-for-10 on the series for Caminero. Jonathan Aranda advanced him to third with a ground ball to first, and Jake Mangum, RBI single the opposite way to left field, cut the Yankee lead to 6-2. And Carrasco did get Meisner. He bounced him into a fielder's choice, so he was an out away from keeping it a four-run lead through four. It would be a big out, but not to be. Jose Caballero, fingerprints all over this series, a ground rule double to left, second and third, two out for Tampa, and former Yankee Ben Rortfett, he would factor in later as well. Carrasco fell behind 3-1, came in with a fastball strike, and then had to come back at Rortfett again.
3-2 with runners at second and third. Pitch from Carrasco. Swung on, looper, left field. One hop to Dominguez. That's going to plate one. Caballero has to dive head first. He scores. And Ben Rortfett gets the job done. Singles in two. And it'll make this game significantly more interesting. Now it's a 6-4 ball game.
Yeah, Rortfett entered this series 0-for-17 to start his season. Well, single on a walk Thursday, and that two-out, two-run single today, and more to come. Made the Yankee lead much less comfortable, as Dave said. In top five, Yankees were set down easily by Mason Engler out of the pen for Tampa. And bottom five, Carrasco the goal here to get through it and qualify for the win. But he was greeted by Yandy Diaz, who already got him for that two-out RBI single in the third. Diaz, double to left. It twisted and turned Dominguez as he retreated. So Aaron Boone came out, called on Ian Hamilton, went to the bullpen in that fifth inning with nobody out. And Hamilton induced a fly ball to left from Brandon Lau. Nice play by Dominguez to make amends, drifting towards the line for the first out of the inning. But Hamilton walked Junior Caminero, tying run on base, and needed some much-needed help from the defense to keep the lead intact at that point.
Here's pitch. Swing on, line drive. Jazz with a dive to his left. Throws widely over the head of Volpe for an opportunity for a double play. Backed up by Cabrera, and Hamilton covers third. But what a great play, diving glove side, Jazz Chisholm. The pitch swung on center field. Grisham giving ground, twisting, turning the wind, taking it. He stays with it. He makes the catch. How good is Trent Grisham? I mean, that ball just hijacked that fly ball. He stayed with it. He would not be defeated. Nicely done.
And a wild pitch during that Mangum at bat had advanced the runners to second and third. So that Grisham play, having to stick the glove out despite his perfect route, He makes it look so easy out there, even when it's difficult. That Grisham play definitely kept the Yankees from losing the lead in that fifth inning. The defensive plays of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So 6-4 Yankees clinging at that point. And the Grisham catch, it also allowed Ian Hamilton to breathe a little bit. He went through the bottom of the order with an easy 1-2-3, seventh inning, a fresh inning for Hamilton. Took advantage. Mark Leiter Jr. against the top of the Rays order in the eighth, domination on nine pitches. He handed off to Luke Weaver, and he said, I'll raise you in the eighth. 1-2-3 against the heart of the order with a couple of Ks. Now 11 scoreless innings for Weaver to start his season off his magical finish to 2024. As we know, one of Caminero on a strikeout froze him on a change. One of Aranda blew 96 by him in the warmer weather in Tampa. So top nine, Yankees up 6-4 and facing Tampa's closer getting work in, Pete Fairbanks. Good spot in the game for the Yankees to tack on. Oswaldo Cabrera walked for the second time in the game. Pablo Reyes' second at-bat on for Ben Rice, who had exited at that point. How about Reyes' first hit of the year? A single to center, it chased Cabrera to third, and Aaron Judge already with two hits and a couple of RBIs, first and third, no one out.
And the 2-2 to Judge, swung on hit through the six hole into left field, base hit. Cabrera scores. Reyes moves up 90 feet. RBI for the MVP, Aaron Judge. It's now 7-4 Yankees.
And that made it three RBIs on the day for Judge and 25 on the season. It's only April 19th. It's only 21 games into the year. He's got 25 RBIs. And with runners still at the corners, no one out, Yankee lead at 7-4. Judge looked to swipe second. Wells struck out, and Judge initially did. He was initially ruled safe on that stolen base attempt, then overturned. So a strike him out, throw him out, double play. That put two outs on the board with Reyes at third, and that would kill a rally sometimes, but not for these Yankees. More two-out magic with Paul Goldschmidt.
Here's the pitch. Swung on Chapman, third base side. Caminero's got to hurry. Goldie beats it out. Base hit, RBI, 8-4 Yankees.
And who knew at that point that run would be critical. 8-4 Yankee lead into the bottom of the ninth inning. And Devin Williams got Cameron Meisner to ground to first. So think about this. 8-4 lead, one out, no one on, bottom of the ninth inning. But then Williams allowed a base hit to Jose Caballero, who advanced to second on a throwing error by Cabrera. Williams walked the nine-hitter, Ben Roethlisberger. And that was the key. And you can circle that in the complexion of the inning. Walked the nine-hitter. Ben Roethlisberger didn't know it would quite unravel like it did, but he walked Roethlisberger. It brought up Chandler Simpson, who in his big league debut, he labeled the fastest guy in baseball, 0-for-4 and searching for that first big league hit, looking to make Williams pay for that walk of the nine-hitter and start something real in terms of a rally.
Don't want to put anybody else on base here. Got to get an out. His slicing drive down the left field line. It will be a fair ball. And it bounces over the fence, and that's the second time today. The Yankees have been fortunate to have a ground rule double save the run.
That swing made things really interesting because with Diaz coming up as a tying run right after a ground rule double, as Dave said, could have been worse. Well, Diaz bounced one softly to short, legged out an infield hit. Caballero scored, Roethlisberger to third, all of a sudden, an 8-6 ball game, and Taylor Walls came off the bench, the different ways the Rays can beat you. He came off the bench to pinch run for Diaz at first, and that move paid off immediately because Walls swiped second, put the tying run in scoring position, and Brandon Lau came up, the possible winning run at the plate, and Williams jumped ahead of him, 1-2. Still only one out. Lau just needed a base hit. He needed to fight one off to tie the game.
The 1-2 pitch. Chopper up the middle. That's going to tie the ball game. Simpson scores. Walls scores. 8-8 ball game here in the ninth.
And that is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Deflating and kind of jaw-dropping, even with some of Williams' struggles so far. He'd settled in the last few outings, and his rough run so far, you never quite imagine losing a four-run lead in the ninth with your closer on the mound. The next batter, by the way, Junior Caminero, slammed one to third, and Cabrera bailed Williams out of further problems. Maybe it would have been a 5 spot and the Rays winning in the ninth inning, but Cabrera slid to his backside, started a beautiful 5-4-3 double play, and forced extra innings at 8 apiece. So talk about a turn of events. The damage done. Williams allowed 4 runs on 4 hits with a 4-run lead. And in the top of the 10th, with Volpe the ghost runner, Yankees sort of a quick blank slate. Well, they're facing Edwin Ussi.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Ada, who had came on to finish the ninth. Remember, Fairbanks had let up those 2 insurance runs, which the Yankees needed every bit of it, but he had labored. Uceda had come on from him, so he was in for the 10th, and Volpe the ghost runner. Uceda immediately gave up a base hit to who else? Trent Grisham. So Volpe up to third. Yankees had a prompt chance. Runners at the corners, no one out. A great opportunity to forget that 4-run inning if they could maybe put 1 or 2 runs on the board. Yankees couldn't score a run. Bellinger, who had come on for Dominguez for defense earlier, in that 8th spot of the order, he struck out on a fastball right by him. Cabrera followed. He struck out on a fastball right by him. Uceda just locating 93 on the corners. And then J.C. Ascara, the leadoff spot in the order coming up, that was Rice and Pablo Reyes. Well, Ascara fly to right. Inning over, no runs across. And when you don't score with the ghost runner in the top half, normally a bad formula, right? Especially with the Rays feeling the energy, overcoming a 4-run deficit the half inning before. So a bad combination here. Bottom 10, naturally, this didn't take long. Caminero, the ghost runner off second. Yoendris Gomez into the game for the Yankees. His first appearance in 8 days, and it only took 3 pitches to Jonathan Aranda.
Pitch from Gomez. Swung on and a high fly ball deep right center, right field. And there it goes. It's gone. It's a home run, and Tampa Bay wins. A 2-run homer. What a crushing defeat this is.
Perfectly summed up. Aranda, the walk-off 2-run home run. The Yankees lose this one 10-8. The final 6 unanswered across the last 2 innings for the Rays. Yankees led this one 8-4 entering the bottom of the ninth inning. Of course, the storyline will be what the storyline has been with Devin Williams. He had started to write it and started to settle in. And even some of his rougher outings, his first few appearances as a Yankee, he bent, didn't quite break in a couple of them. Well, this was a break situation. 4 hits, 4 runs, 4-run deficit, a race in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Yankees fall 10-8. They'll have to bounce back quickly tomorrow. And that's a good thing, is that it's an early game. The Yankees can erase this one from the memory rather quickly with a nice effort tomorrow. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app. Anytime, Yankees Rewind, free Odyssey app, right alongside our station-wide coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.